The death of Osama bin Laden has drawn special attention in Saudi Arabia, which has long viewed bin Laden as a threat. Bin Laden was stripped of his Saudi citizenship almost 2 decades ago after he called for the overthrow of the monarchy, and Saudis in general appear supportive of the U.S. raid that killed the al-Qaeda leader. Yet, that is a rare point of agreement between the United States and Saudi Arabia, two longtime allies that have hit a rocky patch. Each country is frustrated by the way the other is handling the Arab uprisings. NPR's Soraya Sarhadi Nelson is in the Saudi capital, Riyadh.
How touchy Saudis are these days over American actions was clear on the front pages of many of the kingdom's newspapers. A top story yesterday in the English-language Arab News highlighted Muslim anger sparked by U.S. forces burying bin Laden at sea. Shoppers at this upscale mall in Riyadh were also critical. One 27-year-old man who would only give his first name, Ferez, says that rather than hunt terrorists, the United States ought to revamp its policies toward Arabs. Al-Hayat newspaper executive editor Ahmad Suleiman Al-Fayed says it's not that Saudis dislike the United States. He says what's worrying Saudis is that the United States isn't consistent in how it deals with Arabs in their most tumultuous time in decades. Many people here accuse the Obama administration of moving too slowly to back popular uprisings demanding political reform. Others accuse the White House of jumping too quickly to the side of protesters who are bringing regional instability that benefits Iran. Ali Al-Gharni heads the Center for American Studies at the Kingdom's Institute of Diplomatic Studies. He says that personally, he's very concerned that American officials did not speak out against the uprising in Bahrain, which is home to the U.S. Navy's Fifth Fleet. Last month, the Saudis sent troops to the island kingdom to help put down the protests. Gharni, like many Saudis, believes the protesters were being manipulated by Iran.
The United States has again to understand its true partner. Its true friends, those who've been working with the United States in the past several decades.
Many American and Arab analysts say Saudi King Abdullah was also annoyed with the U.S. for failing to back Arab leaders who have been staunch American allies, like Egypt's President Hosni Mubarak. In a recent article on foreignpolicy.com, Simon Henderson described U.S.-Saudi relations as being in crisis. He is a senior fellow at the Washington Institute for Near East Policy, which has a pro-Israel agenda. But in Riyadh, Saudi experts dismiss suggestions of any serious rift.
Look, between brothers, there are differences of opinion. Husband and wife generally have such differences of opinion. Father and son, daughter and mother, etc. These are family relations, let alone countries.
Prince Turki Al-Faisal is a former Saudi intelligence chief who heads the King Faisal Center for Research in Islamic Studies.
Historically, the kingdom has had major differences with the United States over many issues. Most importantly, on Palestine.
But the prince says 7 decades of friendship between the United States and Saudi Arabia transcend any differences.
America remains the number one investor in Saudi Arabia, whether it is in industry, in agriculture, in other issues. We remain America's strongest trading partner in all of the Middle East.
But some observers say Saudi Arabia is moving away from having all its eggs in one American basket. Andrew Baris is a consultant who has lived here on and off since 1992. He says the kingdom is reaching out to Asia, especially China.
So I think that Saudi Arabia is trying to diversify its economic development partners. And where traditionally, maybe 10, 15, 30, 40, 50 years ago, Saudi Arabia largely depended on U.S. Firms and contractors to help develop, you know, the country.
He and others say that autonomy doesn't mean Saudi Arabia is looking to weaken its long-standing political ties with the United States. Soraya Sarhadi Nelson, NPR News, Riyadh.